This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Ted Johnson in Variety magazine reports that new Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler says he supports net neutrality rules, but left room for internet providers to be able to charge users based on the amount of bandwidth they use. Wheeler gave his first policy speech and then answered questions on December 2nd at Ohio State University. You can go to newsroom.free103.9.org for the link to the video to watch the entire speech. Net neutrality is commonly defined as not being usage-based pricing. In the speech, Wheeler said that, quote, "We are seeing the market evolve in such a way that there will be variations in pricing. There will be variations in service. I am a firm believer in the market. I think we're also going to see a two-sided market where Netflix might say, well, I'll pay to make sure that my subscriber receives the best possible transmission of this movie. I think we want to let those kinds of things evolve, and we want to observe what happens from that, and we want to make decisions accordingly." Let's listen to a little bit of new FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler's talk December 2nd at Ohio State.
Our goal should be to ask how competition can best serve the public and what, if any, action, including governmental action, is needed to preserve the future of network competition in wired or wireless. Notice that I stressed if any. If the facts and data determine that a market is competitive, the need for the FCC intervention decreases. I have zero interest in imposing new regulations on a competitive market just because we can. I have repeatedly advocated the seesaw rule, that when competition is high, regulation can be low. The effect of the seesaw rule gives companies control over their regulatory fates based on the degree to which they embrace competition in their markets. It's important to remember, however, that competition does not and will not produce adequate outcomes in the circumstance of significant, persistent market power or of significant negative externalities. When those occur, the Communications Act and the interests of our society, the public interest, compel us to act, and we will. I will not hesitate to invoke the full authority granted to us by Congress to protect competition. I will not hesitate to use the full authority granted us by Congress where competition is not available to secure the public interest through the promotion of competitive markets.